Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise on this hot Sunday afternoon. Yeah, summer's here. We knew it was coming. Not a big deal. We just rearrange our lives and go underground. We're like the desert tortoises, go underground during the day and come out at night. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. What's up?
No, I'm just... This doesn't want to turn on, so...
Oh,
now I can hear you.
What else is new?
I can hear you, but it's cutting in and out.
Oh, okay. All right. I know this week they were doing work on the FM towers. I know AM was fine, but FM towers were having some problems with all the winds and stuff.
Oh,
and
right.
I guess yesterday they did a bunch of work on them, and I was in the car and stuff, and it sounded pretty good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So people can listen AM, FM, live on your Money Radio free app. Or you can go to the Traveling with Françoise website and click the Listen Live button, and you can listen live on all your smart devices. How's that sound? Does that sound very official? Smart devices. So anyway, you can do that. Go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Well, yesterday was Cinco de Mayo, Kentucky Derby Day. Justified won easily in the slop. I'm looking at all that rain, and I'm thinking, what would we do if we had all that rain in the desert? I have no idea. We would be complaining about that also, because then everything would be wet. And all the birds that have their nests in the rain gutters.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Where would they all go? They'd have to find another place for them. But yeah, Kentucky Derby was great, though. I really enjoyed it. Yesterday, I also took my mother and her friend Mickey out for lunch. We had a very nice lunch. And ladies, it was a lot of fun. So thank you so much for your company. And they were just catching up, good friends, and just catching up for a couple of days. So that was nice to see as well. We brought our donuts in for our guest today from Swiss Donuts. We want to thank them. Today's show is presented by Thai Smile on El Paseo, the best Thai food in the valley. And speaking of food, this has nothing to do with Thai Smile. Nothing. Remember that big lettuce alert that was on the news?
No, but I feel like they come every so often.
Yeah, well, you know, everyone was talking about it. It was all over the place that they recalled this lettuce from Yuma, Arizona, and don't eat it. It was romaine, I guess. And people were getting food poisoning and all this stuff. Well, I was finishing the third segment of a completely off the beaten path episode of Traveling with Françoise that has to do with cuisines around the world.
Right.
But I was shooting the third restaurant on Wednesday, but Tuesday night I had terrible food poisoning.
Oh, yeah.
It was horrible. I didn't think I was making it. I did the filming, and I told cameraman Steve, I said, you know, if I look a little odd, you're going to have to color correct me because I'm just not feeling well. And then, of course, there's all these magnificent plates of food in front of me. Wait till you see the show. It's completely different. It's something I dreamed up and thought, well, you know, what the heck? Some people like to just travel through foods, and they can do it right here with some of the authentic restaurants were their family recipes.
Oh, yeah.
And all that sort of stuff right here in the valley. So anyway, I was sick almost all week the rest of the week.
It's such a horrible sick, too.
It is. And I every time I think it would go away, Jack had a little bit, and we both ate the same thing. So but it was not lettuce. But then I convinced myself it could have been lettuce, but it wasn't.
So you didn't pinpoint where it
came? I did.
Oh, you did?
It was something. I don't want to say what store. I don't want to, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't.
It was just
that.
A fluke thing, but... yeah, we both got sick, and he recovered quicker than I did. But even this morning, I thought, okay, I'm fine. All of a sudden, my stomach started making all these weird noises, and I thought, oh, really? But I'm okay. I'm all right. But just be careful out there. So now I don't even want to look at lettuce either. I thought, I don't want to look at lettuce. But one thing I did find, and this one I like, because it's official for me, chocolate. Just give me a piece of chocolate, and I'm happy. 67% of Americans say comfort food is the answer to keep them calm when they are stressed. 67%.
Well, that's why it's called comfort food.
I know. That's a lot. Yeah, I would thought there'd be, you know, less with more saying alcohol would keep them comforted.
Well, there's very many of those. I'm sure it's a little bit above.
Yeah. I'm not a drinker, but I tell you, there's sometimes when I jokingly say to myself, boy, I could use a drink.
Well, what's funny is I was talking to my dad earlier this week, and we were talking about drinking, and I was like, you know what? I can't remember the last time I had a drink.
No, isn't that sad?
Yeah, because I'm not like, I don't know, and I really can't remember. I don't know when I had a drink last.
You know what my doctor, I went to for an annual, because heart disease runs in the family. So I go once a year to a cardiologist so they can look at my cholesterol, yeah. And whatever. So he's sitting there, and it's a new doctor that took over for the other doctor. And I really like him. And he goes, "Do you drink?" I said, "No." He goes, "Do you smoke?" I go, "No, never have, never really." And something. He goes, "Do you exercise?" I said, "Yeah, I try to walk a couple miles every night and all this stuff." And then he goes, all of a sudden, he goes, "Wow, you're a cheap date." I said, "Yeah, I know."
Yeah, that's how I am.
Really? I don't know. Anyway.
And it's funny, too, because when you go out to eat, when you go and you go with friends and drinks are bought, you're like, wow, I save a lot of money by not drinking.
I know. That bill just jumps. Even sodas now. Sodas are $4 or $5. So not that we're telling anybody not to drink sodas. I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you about that. But let's see. Yesterday I was on KSQ. We featured Oxnard, a great beach community to go to that's affordable. And it's below Santa Barbara and Ventura. It takes about 3 hours and 40 minutes. I don't even think that long to get there. But if you're thinking about getting away to the beach, go to Oxnard. Check it out. They have a Mandalay Beach Resort right along the ocean. They have parks right along the ocean. They have the boardwalk. And it's really affordable and a lot of fun. So I featured that yesterday on KSQ yesterday morning. Today's show, I told you, brought to you by Thai Smile and El Paseo. If you know a business that would work well with traveling with Francoise, be sure and let me know. Just send me an email and I'll give them a call. What else? Oh, we have the new contest. This is another point of something that I want to point out, whatever that might be. Contest. I have the contest page. Sean, you've known me. How long have we been working together now? Do you know?
I think it's probably coming up on 2 years?
Maybe? No, it has to be more than that.
No. More than 2 years?
Yeah,
oh,
don't
no,
you think?
It hasn't been more than 2 years.
Really? Because it seems like we've been working together forever.
It does.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a good thing. Okay. Well, you know, all the content, all the prizes we give away on the show, I give away on the website, lots of stuff.
Right.
Well, I noticed some of my longtime contest entry people are getting a little lazy because now some of the contests you actually have to do something besides send me your name. So you have to look at a page on the Desert Entertainer for the Omni Tucson National, 2-night stay at the Omni Tucson National. And it's a great package there. You have to watch the Tucson show. You have to do a few things to enter. Well, people are just sending me their regular name, address, and whatnot. So what I'm doing is I'm sending it back saying it's invalid.
That's
because
good.
They are.
That's good. You shouldn't let them push you around.
No, I know. You're invalid. If you're going to enter contests, read all the, you know, read the, how to enter. Do it correctly.
At least you are sending them something back saying that it's invalid. Because
I am.
Anywhere else, you just aren't entered and you just figured, oh, I didn't win. But you weren't even entered.
Right. Yeah, that's true. No, this time I thought, you know what? I had a few minutes on my hands. That's probably why I was sending back those emails. I had some spare time when I was like, sitting at the computer. I thought, I'm going to send these people back a note and tell them that they have to read all the rules.
That's good.
Yeah. I wonder what they think. I haven't looked yet because I have a separate email for contest entries only. And sometimes people will send me emails there, and I don't even see them for a couple of weeks.
Right.
So don't do that. Do not send me an email at thefun@travelingwithfrancoise.com. That's for contest entries only. But I'll have to look at that to see if anybody said, yeah, okay, thanks, Francoise. Sorry, apologize. Because I really do get a lot of fun with entries. Some of the emails that people send with them are hilarious. The stories they'll tell me, they'll beg to be to winners, and it's really kind of fun. So, all right, today on the show we have, as prizes, 4 passes to the Museum of Making Music in Carlsbad, California. They have no expiration date on them. So it's a great, if you're going to Carlsbad or near there in the summertime, this will be fantastic. You'll love this museum. I also have passes for the Living Desert Zoo and Garden. As for guests, we have a lot of them. We have Ariella Moon. She is an author, and she's going to be at a book signing at Ristretto on Saturday, May 12th. So we're going to talk about that. We have Felice Schiaparini from the Braille Institute is going to tell us about an art fair that same day. So you can go to the art fair, then go to the book signing. And we also, in the second hour, we have Maxine Davis, who is the director of the PBS special Women Outward Bound, and she's kind of a trailblazer when it comes to women traveling solo, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to talking to Maxine. So even though her and I are both time challenged, which is kind of a joke between Maxine and I, but I can't wait to have her on and talk to her and let you listen to her about some of the great things that she's accomplished. So the Borrego Springs episode aired this week. Sean, you saw it?
I have seen it.
And you like it?
I do like it. It was fun.
Thank you.
What's funny is that it sounds weird, but I've never seen that area.
Yeah.
So,
see?
But you talk about it a lot. So in my head, I kind of had pictures of it, and it's nice to you know, have real pictures of it in my head.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job showcasing so much that when you drive, you can drive through Main Street and think, okay, I'm out of here. Really, you can, because you don't have an idea what's really there.
Right.
Just
right.
by going down Main Street. So it was a lot of fun. They had so many hits. We had so many, and I haven't even opened up the, made it a published link. It's right now a private link on YouTube. I'm going to do that this weekend. Okay, on that note, we're going to step aside. We're going to have Ariella come on in, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. Thanks for joining us today. Great to have you with us. Right, this part of the show is presented by Animal Samaritans, improving the lives of animals and people since 1978. You can go to all their animal shelter, Thousand Palms Veterinarian Clinic, Indio Veterinarian Clinic. You just go to their website, which is animalsamaritans.org. So check it out. They do so much for our Coachella Valley. Or give them a call. Find them on Facebook or just Google them. So anyway, thanks to Animal Samaritans. We're joining us now in studio is Ariella Moon. Hi, Ariella.
Hi, Françoise. Nice to be here.
Well, it is great to have you here. Yeah, you're very exciting. You are the author of
Spellfire.
Spellfire. Now, is this your first book?
No, actually, this is the third book in my Teen Witch saga.
Oh.
And it leads up to Spell for Sophia, which just released last night on Amazon.
How exciting. So, well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Very, very exciting. Yeah, I'm one of those that I've been a writer for several magazines, and I still do some writing. And I've always say one day I'm going to write a book. But I love to read. I think that's my issue. I love reading. Every night I read. I just, that's my detox.
Authors love you.
Yeah, I know. Get a book and read. And I'm the one that still likes to hold a book. And a lot of people are.
Yes, absolutely.
I see that more and more now when I go to different places, that people still love books. So, all right. Well, tell us a little bit about Spellfire.
Well, Spellfire, it's particularly near to my heart because it's my first book. I have two series, and it's the first book that I've written that takes place partially in Palm Springs and Joshua Tree.
Uh-huh.
And it's a coming-of-age and also a fish-out-of-water story. In it, Ainsley Avalon Bennett, a wealthy teenager, is trying to hide her obsessive-compulsive disorder and her depression, which was launched when her best friend went missing.
Oh.
And she's trying to hide it because it's causing so much trouble in her parents' marriage that she's really afraid they're going to get a divorce. But things are turned on her when her parents decide to abandon her at Christmas and go off on a cruise, just the two of them, to try and save their marriage. And they abandon her to her dragon shaman relatives from the wrong side of the tracks that she hasn't seen since she was two. And so she's plunged into Palm Springs and Joshua Tree and into this completely different milieu.
Wow, yeah. That sounds fascinating. Oh my gosh, so how did this story pop up in your head? This is a sequel, a trilogy.
Yes.
Do we have to read the first two to understand this one, or is this the first of the three?
This is actually the third. It's an ongoing saga.
Okay.
And in each book, it's kind of like the sister to the traveling pants, but instead of the pants changing with each girl, it's a spell book that changes with each girl.
Okay.
And so it's best, of course, if you start from book one. Is Spell Check.
Uh-huh.
But Spell Check leads to Spell Struck, mm-hmm. and then this one goes with Spell for Sophia. So there is an interesting kind of twist and way of doing it. There are continuing characters throughout the entire saga, but each book introduces a new character who then becomes the lead in the next book. So,
I can't wait to read it. I can't wait to read it. Now, you are going to be one of the three authors at the book signing on Saturday, May 12th at Ristretto. Very exciting.
Oh, thanks for a big shout out to Palm Springs Writers Guild for mm-hmm. pulling all this together.
Yep.
It's going to be me. And then we have, it's a very diverse group. We have Dee Marie Fitzgerald, Donna mm-hmm. Fitzgerald, who will be signing her book, Reruns, which is poetry and prose.
Uh-huh.
And then we have inspirational author Ulrike, mm-hmm. who is going to be doing her book, which is Better Living Through Right Thinking, 10 mm-hmm. Actions to Improve Your Health, Wealth, and Happiness.
Now, do you ladies know each other?
We all know each other through the Palm Springs Writers Guild.
Okay, so have you done a three-author, I called it on some of the releases I put out, the three authors book signing, because
yes.
that's unusual. Usually there's only one.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's true. Well, we have done group guild book signings before where there might mm-hmm. be as many as 25 to 40 authors. But this is the first time the three of us have had, just the three of us. All so right. It'll be fun.
Now, when people come to a book signing, are you going to be reading or do they just buy the book and talk to you? How does that work? Because there's a lot of people saying, well, I don't know. I'm thinking about going, but I'm not sure. You know, people like to toss things around. But actually, book signings are very fun.
I think they're fun. This one's a little bit different because it's at Ristretto Cafe. Mm-hmm. So we are competing with, other things going on in the cafe. So I'm not sure if there will be readings or not, but mm-hmm. it's a great opportunity to meet authors. I write for young adults, so, parents want to bring in their teenagers. That's a great thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't get to actually meet a real author very often. So we try to really have a chance to talk to those who come up to us, and we're usually selling books. I always sell my books on a discount, mm-hmm. and I'm happy to sign them for people. And since I'm a shaman, sometimes people will ask. It'll end up being a reading of a different kind. It won't be a book reading, okay. but it'll end up being a reading of a different kind.
Well, so. I didn't know that you were a shaman. So,
Yes.
And does that have anything to do with the content of your books? Do you ever?
Well, both series, because my life is really steeped in magic. Mm-hmm. So both the Two Realms series and the Teen Witch Saga both have a lot of magic in them. And a lot of that comes from my own experience working with magical systems and unusual things that have happened to me as a shaman or that I've experienced.
So when we talk about magic, yes. We're not talking about the tricks with cards.
No, not at all.
We're talking about, I think it's Nora Roberts that includes witches in some
yes.
of her books.
Oh, she does. She has a fabulous series with witches.
With witches. So, yes. Ariella, you believe there are witches out there?
Oh, a lot of my best friends are witches. So
really?
Yes, of course I do.
And they do have these so-called powers that they've developed, whether through... I don't know. We hear about spells and potions and all that stuff. I don't really know anything about any of this, but they supposedly have enhanced senses that the rest of us don't have. Would that be a good way to put it?
I think that's a great way to put it. And I found that my shaman training is a very good parallel to the training that witches will have, because both of it is learning to be a healer and learning to work with non-ordinary reality. So I used to work for four naturopathic doctors, and they would send patients to me that they couldn't figure out why this medicine wasn't responding. These people were not responding. And so either as a Reiki master or as a shaman, I would go into like their chakras or something, and I would find, I might have to go through the void and find a shattered self or a past life or something to find the root of their mm-hmm. illness.
Fascinating, so. Fascinating. Well, if people want to talk to you about that, you're here. I mean,
sure.
Why don't you give everyone a phone number? Do you have a business phone number they can call? Or
well, they can always contact me through email or through my website,
okay.
which is ariellamoon.com.
Okay.
And there you can find my email, which mm-hmm. is authorariellamoon@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very, very simple. But again, folks, you can meet Ariella over at Ristretto, which is inside the 500 on the corner of Indian, Ramon, and Palm Canyon. It's right there in that corner. You can't miss it. It's big, beautiful building. Ristretto is inside. Air conditioned. Don't worry. Free Wi-Fi. You can have some fabulous coffee, lattes, lunch, breakfast, whatever, snacks while you're in there. And meet the three authors here, which is going to be a lot of fun. This is on Saturday, May 12th. 2 to 4. Now, Mother's Day is the next day. This would be a great Mother's Day gift. Surprise mother and bring her over a day early.
Yes, and I've brought one book, one copy of Spellfire that's been autographed. So if you want to do a giveaway for one of your listeners, I'm happy to do that.
I will do that. I will do that later on the show. I want to read the book first. So can I read it and then give it away?
Absolutely. You can start.
Thank
yes.
you. I will start and read it. I want to read it. So
well,
that's
and,
really...
and all of my Teen Witch Saga are wholesome and they're family friendly. Mm-hmm. So
So now that you said that, though, about the witch thing. So when I read in here, are we going to get some real true witches facts?
Well, this one, because it deals with a dragon shaman, because the magic changes with each book.
What's a dragon shaman?
So dragon shamans are shamans that might have a dragon maybe as a totem or as a magical helper.
Huh?
So in this case, here we have a teenager who is mentally unstable and goes to stay with her dragon shaman relatives, and all of a sudden she starts feeling a dragon following her around, which is not a good thing if you're already mentally unstable.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yes, but fortunately she ends up meeting this wonderful young man who is a dragon shaman himself. So in this one you'll get an experience of astral projection and of spirit flight. And spirit flight is something that's very normal to shamans of all types, and also witches will do spirit flight.
Well, one of my favorite movies is How to Train Your Dragon. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But I have to say, Ariella, I find you quite fascinating. And I like the fact sometimes I have people come in here that talk about spiritual and whatnot. And for some reason, they're laden with I forgot what they're called, the round crystals lots and lots of stuff to sort of I don't know, and that's their thing, but it seems like they want people to notice them for that. Do you know what I mean?
People are always surprised when they see me.
Right. Instead of what they can do. So I admire you for that. I applaud you for that. You're very interesting. In fact, you'll have to come back on and we'll talk about all the other stuff that you do.
I would love to return.
Okay. But Thank you. Now our focus is on the book signing next Saturday, May 12th at Ristretto. Of course, they have coffees, Italian sodas, all sorts of things in there. Great food.
Fabulous quiche.
Yes.
Quiche.
And the quiche. Inside the 500, you will be there along with Donna and Rick.
Ulrike.
Yeah. From 2 to 4. Come on in. What is the price range of the books? What does your book cost?
So I think the range between the three of us, I didn't look up, I can't remember what Donna's is, but they range from, I think mine is $9.99 up to like $15.99, I think. Okay. So it's in that range.
Okay. Great books. Great Mother's Day gift. Bring mom over and surprise her. Let her meet an author. And always so inspirational to meet authors. Congratulations, by the way.
Well, thank you so much. Maybe mom will get a reading.
She might discover her spirit
yes, animal or something.
She is definitely. And I think the wolf, she says, is her spirit animal. I'm not sure.
But yeah. Okay. That's a good one.
All right. On that note, we have to step aside, folks. Don't forget, all this information will be on the Traveling with Françoise website. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Great to have you with us. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. And joining us now is Felice Schiaparini. I'm all witched up. And I say that in a good way. We were talking about spiritual and all sorts of stuff. You're with the Braille Institute, of course. You're here all the time. Love having you on the show because you guys do so much good out there. So interesting, though, when we have guests that now when you saw Ariella, did you think she had? I mean, that's why I congratulated her on her not looking like any different, you know, not trying to promote anything extraordinary about her.
Right. Well, I didn't see a broom in the lobby when I came in.
Yeah, she's probably going, thanks a lot, Françoise. Anyway, always fun. Fun to have you with us. But before we talk about your upcoming Arts and Crafts Boutique, which I've been talking about that for the last couple of weeks, and all that stuff is already on the website, but you have a lot of things going on. Summer is coming, and I want everyone to know that you have seminars all through the summer and whatnot. So we'll talk about that in a second. But right now, I want to make sure everyone knows that Indian Ridge Country Club, they're hosting the U.S. Open Local Qualifier tomorrow at Indian Ridge. Tea times are 7:30 and 9:30. Public is invited to go. Watch us, all you golfers out there. You're invited to go over there and cheer them all on. So definitely do that at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. Also, the rest of the stuff, I'm going to hold off. I don't know. I just wanted to make sure I didn't forget that one because that was a little timely. You know, when you have timely information, sure, you try to get that out there. All right, Felice, what's going on at the Braille?
We've got a lot going
you
on.
You do have a look at look how many pages I have, and this is just a few of them. I have 4 pages in front of me, and there's more in my stack right here about the events coming up.
Well, that's great, and thank you for your support.
Of course.
We really appreciate that. Yeah, we do have a full schedule. Coming up next weekend, we have our arts and crafts sale, and we're real excited about this because, you know, besides offering life skills classes, we offer enrichment classes as well, and those consist of arts, different types of art. We work in all kinds of media. We work in ceramics. We have two kilns to fire our own ceramics. We do a basketry as well. We do woodworking, knitting and crocheting, and we also have a Master Gardener program. So what we do is our students create beautiful works of art. Our students are all visually impaired.
I was going to say that. When you're reeling off all these things that you do there, people are thinking, oh, is this at the college? Where is this? No, this is at the Braille Institute, folks, where people are visually impaired. Some of your clients, our students, are completely blind. Others are in the phases of vision loss. So it's really something what you do over there. So I'm sorry to interrupt, but go ahead.
No, and that's true. We like to say we see everybody from low vision to no vision and everything in between. And I would encourage people to come out, even if they don't want to buy anything, just to actually see what the visually impaired students can actually create. It's truly amazing.
And that is next Saturday, May 12th, the same day as the book signings. And I said this, I think, on a Facebook post or something. You can go to the Arts and Crafts Boutique in the morning, which is from 10 to 12, and then go from there to the book signing at Ristretto in Palm Springs. You have a full day.
Full day. There you go.
A full day of fun stuff.
Absolutely.
Of fun stuff.
Yeah.
So it is from 10 to 2. And the Braille Institute, now where is this going to be located? Is it going to be in the campus where people can get a little idea that have never been to the campus there, what's there at the Braille Institute?
Yes, it's going to be in our main dining room, which is our multi-purpose room. There's plenty of free parking. Mm-hmm. And when people come, they can actually tour our campus a little bit, walk around, and be able to see exactly what we have to offer. You know, that's a good point, because a lot of times I'll go out in the community and I'll say I'm with Braille Institute, and people will say, oh, yeah, you're on Ramon Road, and how many people live there? And they don't realize that it's actually more like a community college for visually impaired people. Mm-hmm. And when people come and see our campus, they're always very impressed at the facility and the classrooms and the types of services that we offer.
Well, you have a beautiful computer center. I mean, that is incredible that you have. And I always get blown away by your books on tape. You have, what, over 100,000 or something audios in there? It's
100,000 books on tape. And, you know, next year is our centennial. Mm-hmm. We'll be celebrating 100 years. And it's so interesting to see the timeline, because we started out as a Braille printing press and lending library. And over the years, that's transformed. We went from Braille books to books on record to books on cassette to books on audio tape, and now we have an app so people can actually download the books to their own device.
Isn't that something? When we talk about the computers, and you're in at the Braille, you're all over. You're always wandering around seeing who's doing what and checking in. And really that's important, because it keeps you updated on also what's happening within inside the walls there of the Braille Institute. How amazed are you when you walk into that computer room and you see the students working with the computers, and some have no sight at all?
Right. And most people don't realize that someone who has no vision can use a computer or a smartphone or a tablet as easily and as effectively as a sighted person. There is special software available for computers. And in the case of the smartphones and the tablets, that accessibility is already built in. And we show you how to turn that on and be able to access it.
Isn't that something? I mean, the technology for people with different types of disabilities has really, really changed with all this technology. So you have the Arts and Crafts Boutique coming. I mean, that's your annual event there. Is it an annual event?
It's kind of semi-annual. We try to do one before the holidays as well.
All right. That's a holiday one. So, and for more information, you can call the Braille at 760-321-1111. But just show up. It's open to the public 10 to 2 p.m. next Saturday on May 12th. And you are in Rancho Mirage, right off Ramon Road. If you're going towards Palm Springs, it'd be on the left-hand side. It's right next to all that new construction. What is that going on next to you? Is that school? Or
no, that is actually a rehabilitation hospital.
Oh.
And it's almost complete. They're just putting the finishing touches on it. You know, that corner has been left half finished for about 10 years. And it's so nice now. They've just done the landscaping, and it really makes it a lot easier for people to see us, because we're immediately east of that facility.
Yeah, you don't look anymore either like maybe your building might be deserted because that thing that was next to you for so long. All right. You say spring, but these go all the way into summer. So talk about some upcoming seminars that you have.
Right. In addition to our classes, we offer on most Fridays, we offer a seminar, and it's free. It's open to the public. This past Friday, we had one on Alexa. And we had over 35 people attend that. We were amazed at the popularity of that. We've offered that for the last three terms, and we're going to offer it again in the winter.
I want to go. I had that plan, but I was telling Sean I had that food poisoning. Mm. I wasn't going anywhere, but I said, oh, I'd really like to go to that. So I think it's the way of the world.
The Alexa is amazing. Mm-hmm. So many people have it now. It is so easy to use. And if you're visually impaired, it's all verbal commands. Yeah. So we teach people how to get the most out of it and how to use it when you have vision loss.
All right. And you also have different, you have new eyes, lighting, let there be light in June. You have goal. I see all the way into July here right now of the seminars that you have going on.
We do. And we have this particular semester, we're focusing on technology. Mm-hmm. So we have two coming up. One is called OrCam and one is called New Eyes. And this is wearable technology. This is technology you actually put on glasses, and they're smart glasses. Mm-hmm. They have a built-in camera, and that camera provides the person with audio feedback. Mm-hmm. So, for example, with the OrCam, you could be standing waiting for a bus. When the bus is pulling up, you look at the bus, and the OrCam will tell you which bus that is, which line it is, and what its destination is.
Jeez.
So it's really changing the way people interact.
All right. And you also work with companies that help people get these items over there at the Braille. You're an information center as well, not only as a learning establishment, but you also, with your classes and whatnot, you also help people. If they would just call with questions, you help them out with questions to get them started. Because sometimes it's taking that first step to get in there. I always say be proactive and not reactive.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, the first step is always the hardest because, you know, if you have that diagnosis of vision loss, it's very hard to make that first step and come in. But once you do, then you learn of all of the resources that are out there to help you, and it really makes the transition much easier.
All right, so let's talk. Summer is coming. I know you'll be back as we get into summer, but the Braille Institute does not close down.
No, we're open all year.
Okay, all right. And for more information, if you've always been so great about saying if people just want to stop by, talk to you, just kind of get a feel of what's going on. You welcome everybody to walk through your doors.
We do. We encourage people to come for a tour. Mm-hmm. It's helpful if they'll call first, then we'll be sure we have someone available right away to take them on a tour. The other thing that we offer, of course, is we also offer in-home services. We realize that not everybody can get to our center.
Yeah.
So if someone is visually impaired and having problems at home, we can offer an in-home service where we can go in and help them make their home a little bit more what we call low vision friendly.
Mm, okay. And how about donations? Do you accept donations over there?
Gladly.
Gladly,
we
yes.
We are a nonprofit, and we are almost entirely funded by private donations. So we couldn't do what we do without the generosity of our donors.
Which I wanted to point that out because sometimes when people think of large organizations and the Braille being around for 100 years, they forget the fact that what you just said, that it's because of the private donors who have used the services, family members have used the services, they see what a great job you do. That is what keeps those doors open, and it's so important. So folks, when you're thinking about that, when your tax guy or whoever says, hey, you need to make some donations and you want to say something I haven't really maybe donated to before, think of the Braille Institute.
Please do.
Think of them.
And also something else to think about, if you're upgrading your smart device, if you're getting a new phone, we will gladly accept your old phone as a donation because we can then in turn give that to a student who can't afford to purchase their own.
All right. Well, I'm going to look and see because I think I have some phones that are around that you guys can use.
That would be great.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Well, Felice, thanks so much always for stopping in. We will see you again. You'll be over at the Arts and Crafts Boutique next Saturday, I assume.
I will be there.
You'll be there. It is, remember, folks, from 10 to 2 on Saturday, May 12th. And while you're there, really take a tour of the Braille Institute. Check it out. Give them a call if you have any questions during the week, 760, and it's 321-1111. Go to the website, BrailleInstitute.org. As I always say, be proactive, not reactive, and use the Braille Institute, such a wonderful institute here in the Coachella Valley. Take advantage of it.
Thank you, Francois.
Did I cover? See, Felicia, you didn't even have to say anything. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. And Mother Felice said hello, just so you know. throw that in there before I forget. All right, Get a Life Weekly Freebies is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, and Gallery 500, located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Go to the website, the500ps.com. Now, we have some free events this week, and we certainly have some ones that you have to pay for. But if you would like two tickets to the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens admission passes, give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. So we're talking about free things to do for music lovers on Wednesday, May 9th at 7 p.m. at the Rancho Mirage Library. They have the Riverside County's finest up-and-coming young musical talent at the Steinway Society of Riverside County's annual Festival Winners Concert. And that is Wednesday, May 9th at 7 p.m. at the Rancho Mirage Public Library. Performing at the concert are juniors ages 7 through 14 and seniors ages 15 through 18. So obviously they're talking about school kids because there's no senior I know that's age 15 through 18. And these are winners of the festival competition that took place two weekends in March. And this is hosted by the Rancho Mirage High School. All right. Also, if you missed Ambrosia at the Civic Center Park in Palm Desert Amphitheater, I hear they had a huge crowd. And next up is a Tom Petty tribute, the Petty Breakers. That will be on May 10th. And that is at the Civic Center in Palm Desert. And shows start, I would think, when it gets 7:30. The shows start, and they are free. So take your coolers and all that sort of stuff and go on out there. And it's a lot of fun. So we talked about the, here's something. May 11th, Labyrinth, a British-American musical that debuted in 1986. The film stars Oscar winner Jennifer Connelly in one of her earliest roles. This movie will be at a screening, Films on the Great Lawns at Sunnylands. This will happen on May 11th. Gates open at 7:30. Movie starts at 8. So great evenings to go watch these free movies.
It's a good movie.
Is it a good movie?
I remember it.
Do you do? I don't think I saw it. I don't know. It says rocker David Bowie portrays the Goblin King.
David Bowie's in it.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably why you saw it.
I don't remember. I just remember it from when I was a kid.
Well, remember all these events I talk about are posted on the Traveling with Francois website. Once in a while, I post a few that I don't get a chance to talk about, so you have to check it out. That calendar changes every week. All right, so here is another, what is this one? At the Rancho Mirage Amphitheater, this is another free movie, and this begins at sunset on May 12th, The Wizard of Oz. Well, there's no explanation needed for that one. So again, that is at the Rancho Mirage Amphitheater. We will have free movies all summer long, and don't forget, we have a huge 4th of July extravaganza. And for those of you that are looking into swimming lessons or want to get some help with swimming lessons, the Palm Desert Aquatic Center, they have registration is open on May 19th. I'm gathering it's their swim lesson registration and free swim lessons from 9 a.m. to noon. And this all happens at the Palm Desert Aquatic Center. If you've never been there, you should go, because it really is quite a gorgeous facility over there. A lot of fun and different sized pools. Something for everybody. They do a great job over there. And remember Ristretto, the book signing at Ristretto on Saturday, May 12th from 2 to 4. That's free. Go in there. You don't have to buy a book or anything. You just come in and hang out and meet the authors. And it's up to you. Decide what you want to do. But come on over. It's a free event. And at Ristretto is inside the 500. On the corner of Ramon and Indian. The Braille Institute that same day has their arts and crafts. So again, there's a lot of free events going on, but you need to go to the website, Traveling with Francois, to check that out. And what about paid events? What do we have here? We always have a lot of paid events. There was an air show yesterday. I did not go. I like air shows, but I did not get out there. And I heard it was a very good air show at the Jacqueline Cochran Airport. I wonder if any of you out there went to that. You can always call the show at 760-440-8255. And the Get a Life Weekly Priced Events is brought to you by Arc Attire, formerly Desert Arc Attire, and they are now off Varner Road on Reserve Drive. They're about 5 minutes, a little bit closer to than where they were. 760-343-7333. ArcAttire.org is their website. check it out. So here is a great deal for you. If you like going to the top of the tram, and you want to go somewhere where it's 30 degrees cooler, well, you can buy the Beat the Heat Summer Tram Pass. Now, this tram pass is good until, I think, beginning May 1st till the end of August. And it is only, I should mark this, I think it's only $80. Which I have all these notes in front of me, and where is it? It should be right here where I can see it. Anyway, I think it is only $80, and it is a summer pass. It's such, wow, they give you all these kind of discounts. There it is, summer pass, $80 for adults and seniors, and $40 for children. So I'm going to highlight that right now so I don't miss it next time. Children ages 3 through 10. And remember, if you're a Coachella Valley resident, you do not have to pay for parking. So $80 to go up and down the tram as many times as you want. I think that's a pretty darn good deal.
It is. It's a very good deal.
You know, and think of it this way. If you won't have a chance to go on vacation this summer, you won't be able to get out of town, but you want to go spend close by where you're not spending all day if you don't want to getting there.
Right.
You can just go get this tram pass for $80 and go and up to the top of the tram, take a picnic.
It will feel like a different place, that's for sure.
Yeah, and a lot cooler. You'll have to take a sweater. That'd be cold. So I think it's a great, great bargain. Take advantage of it, excuse me, again, beginning May through the end of August. Also in May, Friday, May 11th, at the Ritz-Carlton in Rancho Mirage, they're having their Hot Havana Nights, the 28th annual gala for the United Way of the Desert. Excuse me. They do. I've been to several of these, and they're really a lot of fun, and it's very theme-based. People dress up. They have a lot of fun. So if you haven't been to the Ritz-Carlton, this might be a good reason for you to go. They're being supported by Renova Energy as well. Renova Energy gives back so much to the Coachella Valley.
Yeah, they do. They are constantly doing something, mm-hmm. and I think pretty soon I'll be with Renova as well. I have my dad in town, and I've given him all the proposals and everything to read through in between golf, and I'm just gonna sit here and cross my fingers.
Well, it's gonna add value to the home too.
Yeah, it will.
That's the one.
And
thing.
I think that my dad doesn't listen. That's what it comes down to. Doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen.
Because he's asking me, you know, his concerns are everything that we've already talked about. So
yeah.
Once he sees them written out, he'll be fine.
Yeah, I think that too, Sean, is a generation issue also. Because there's a generation growing up where solar and recycling and all that sort of stuff was not so prominent as it is today.
Right.
With the kids that are growing up now, Jasmine now, she faces a different world.
Oh,
she
yeah.
probably recycles without even thinking about it.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's just part of her way of,
right.
of growing
it's
up, and she hears
it
in school, and they see the recycle bins. Solar is the same thing for these generations now. They see the solar panels. It's nothing unusual to them.
No.
So it's
they
just
don't even notice them.
Right, right. Don't you even know. Notice them. So it's just a different, and your dad's generation is sort of, you know, well, we didn't need it back then. Do we really need it now?
Right.
And yeah, but I see where all the new homes now, solar will just be part of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it'll just be, especially in this area. I mean, it only makes sense, the deserts, Southern California, Arizona, Nevada. I mean,
right.
I don't know if I see it back east, but in the summer it could help
but
them.
I think they can use it, though. I think it's anywhere. You know,
I wonder how the panels would last in that freezing cold weather that they have.
I don't know.
They probably have to make special panels for those kind of areas.
Like how they did here.
Yeah, exactly. Right, for the 120 degrees that we will eventually be getting. But that's an interesting question. But yeah, solar in those areas, because now we're finding that they're getting temperatures in the hundreds. The 90s, high 90s and hundreds that a lot of those places were not used to back east. They don't have air conditioning.
And now they're getting them.
Yeah, and that means their bill's going to go up, too, with the air conditioner that they never had before. So think of Renova Energy. They do a good job, you guys. And they're all over. And they give back to the area. They know the Coachella Valley. They started here. And with Vince, they keep right on going here in the Coachella Valley. All right, so I'm going to say that's going to sort of wrap up this hour of the show that really flew by. When we come back, we're going to talk about travel. We have some travel things to talk about, and then we're going to have Maxine Davis, who is the director of Women Outward Bound. She'll be joining us. You can go to her website, womenoutwardbound.com. We're going to talk about travel with her, her PBS special, and more. And like I say, we'll have I have some prizes to give away. I have those four passes to the Museum of Making Music in Carlsbad. It's really a fun museum to go to. Even if you don't know anything about music or instrument, you're going to love it. Very interactive. They have items that date, wow, way back at the beginning of time with music. I mean, it's really incredible, all the way up into the fancy technology of today and all the things that they even have a machine there that the first were sound could fluctuate on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really something, and it shows you the original one and the scientist who made it, and I all that is lost on me. I just don't even know how it all works, but anyway, it does. All right, folks, so stick around for more Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Hang around for your local and national news. See you in about 5 minutes.